We got, I think that's all I can remember.
Okay. All right, what's those little things that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Okay. And what is the big animal that sometimes they eat the legs and they croak in the swamps?
Frogs.
Okay. What's the big one, the real big one's called?
You're talking about the toads?
Now, what's a toad? What's the difference between a frog and a toad?
A frog? That's the one that live in the swamps, isn't it? And the toad, he live around anywhere, I say, all in flower beds.
How about the little ones that you hear in the springtime, the little bitty ones?
You find them out, like around cow pastures and things.
What do you call them?
We call it. You talking about the one that be swimming in the water, tadpoles?
Well, no, like once you got crying, sometimes they climb on your windows, they're green. You ever see those little bitty ones?
Yeah, but we call them frogs.
Okay. Do you ever have any different names for frogs?
No, I don't know the different name for frogs.
Okay, I mean, they're just slang names. All right, what is the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
What kind of worm? What do they look like? What?
Oh, they are long, pink, wiggly things. That's all I do. But I learned something about those kind of worms. I always thought they was blind, but they can see.
Oh, can they? How did you find out?
Through a book on worms. That they have eyes, but it's a thin skin over the front part that protects their sight. They see through that.
Oh. Hmm. I didn't know that.
They do. I thought they, you know, there was like a blind person could sense things in the front of them.
Okay, what do you call the hard-shelled thing that pulls its neck and its legs into the shell?
Turtle. They had one of them around here the other day.
And what about the one that lives on land?
Gopher?
Yeah. How big do they get?
They get real large, but not as big as a sea turtle, though.
How big does a sea turtle get?
Oh, he gets sometimes as big as a tin tub. A number one tin tub.
You ever seen someone on the beach or what?
No, my uncle brought one home.
He caught it?
Mm-hmm. And he said it took about three men to put him in the boat.
Huh. Okay, what kind of a thing do you find in freshwater streams that's got claws, looks a little bit like a lobster, and it swims backwards real little bit even? It looks like a lobster.
You talking about a crab?
Well, they're related to the crabs. I mean, some people up in like Louisiana eat them all the time.
I don't know what that is.
Crawdads?
Yeah. I never seen them.
Do you have them around here?
Might be around here. I don't know.
Okay. What about some a type of seafood that people get and they deep fry them? They got little fan tails and.
Shrimp.
Okay. If you said I had if you just had one of you, say I had one.
I had one shrimp.
If you had 10 of them, say I had 10.
10 shrimps.
Okay. And what's the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it and if you touch the wing?
A firefly.
Okay, and on a firefly, what's he look like?
He looks like a little flashlight flying around.
The light comes on and off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what flies around the house and lays eggs in old clothes, and if you're not careful, they'll eat your
moth?
What kind?
Moth.
Okay. And if you grab onto one of these ones that fly into the lights at night, if you they look like butterflies, if you pick them up, touch their wings, they got powder on them. What do they call those?
I don't know.
How about a long, thin-bodied insect? No, it's about that long.
Silverfish?
Huh?
You talking about a silverfish?
No, this one flies. It eats mosquitoes.
Oh, dragonfly?
Yeah. You know any?